Thomas and Kumba in the morning.
Podcast. How are you doing, firstly? Let's just start there. Are you okay? If you're not, it's going to be okay. And it's okay not to be okay, ne? Yeah. Just talk to somebody. Don't try and go through this alone. So whatever's on your mind, be anonymous. Let's try and help each other out. What's bugging you at the moment? Life challenge. We're all going through it. 086-00-00959. That's the number. So let's say hi to Anonymous. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. We're good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Talk to us.
Today I would like to seek advice from the kind family.
Yeah.
In 2010, I got in this marriage, the marriage of convenience.
Yeah.
The guy is not South African, and then we were dating.
Sure.
So he lost his job, and then he asked me if I can help. So because we were already in a relationship, and I guess I was naive at that time, I agreed. I helped him. We got married in the community of property. Somewhere along the way, we had kids. But I don't think he ever loved me. I don't think there was love there. We had two kids. I managed to work. I bought a house. I bought cars. He didn't buy anything that, even if he bought something, he would sell it. Nothing would. He doesn't have anything concrete. Even now, he has my car. I'm stuck in this marriage. He's connected everywhere. I've applied for protection order. He was emotionally abusive since 2011 until now. So it's just been a hole. So now I'm trying to get out of this marriage. Oh, let's say he even tried to sell the house. My house.
Mm.
But because our names are both in there, because when I bought it, we were already married. Yeah. And even at that time when I bought it, I spoke to him that, dude, they are selling the house. Can we buy it? He said, no, he's not interested.
Hmm.
Yeah. So now I'm trying to get out of the marriage. I'm no longer employed. I'm struggling.
Anonymous, why is it hard to divorce this guy?
He's connected. Very much connected. Like, in everything. I would go somewhere. He would block. I've went to legal aid a couple of times. Yeah. Nothing. I've went to pro bono. They opened my file, never came back to me. They opened the file and asked me to wait 30 days. They never came back to me. I tried to call them. There's just nothing.
Even when you applied for protection order, obviously there was abuse. That's not grounds for divorce. And, you know, financially he's also abusing you.
Yes. I've applied for protection order. The proceedings for the protection order are still ongoing. But it's not finalized also.
Who protects our queens, Jo? Well, she's gone from pillar to post asking for help. Who is there to protect our queens from situations like this? Like you said, it started off as a marriage of convenience, but now things have turned sour. Who's there for them?
And it's over 10 years now.
Yeah, yeah. Abuse.
Of abuse and of her being stuck in this predicament.
Legal aid, I thought there would be an establishment that should be there for these kind of situations. Why is it so difficult to get that aid?
You know why we have the Kaya family? For this game.
Kaya, can you help us out here? 086-00-00959. What's your life experience, your advice for our Anonymous? You can also be anonymous, and let's talk about this, man. How it started was love, marriage of convenience. There was an understanding. Right now, things have gone sour. Marriage of convenience, though. Just in case you're joining us, Anonymous called us asking for help. Sure. So this relationship with her guy started back in 2010.
Mm.
I think they fell in love in the beginning.
No.
And then they decided, how about we make this official? He's like, I need to be a citizen of this country, South Africa. How about you marry me? She loves him. Okay, I'll do that for you. Marriage of convenience. Then the abuse started. She wants out. She's gone to every department you can think of to ask for protection order, legal aid, whatever it is. Nobody's helping her out. Anonymous, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still there.
My queen, thank you firstly for sharing your situation there. But now let's ask the Kaya family if they can help you out with advice, one way or another. You're calling us, Kaya family, on 086-00-00959. You're hearing the story from Anonymous. You can also be anonymous. We'll ask you for your advice like this one. Anonymous, number one, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
We're good.
Good, good. So, first of all, this marriage can be dissolved or annulled. It was entered into under false pretenses, according to the law. Now, unfortunately, Anonymous, I hear she's been going to legal aid. I don't know if finances are an issue. Law firm, they can easily help you out with that. If she can even get divorced with him in absentia. This was a marriage under false pretenses. It can be dissolved or annulled.
Mm-hmm.
With or without him being present.
That's the most important part.
Yes. It can be done with him in absentia.
Anonymous, thank you so much for this advice. Let's go through to an attorney. Anonymous number four, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
We're good, how are you, sir?
Well, thank you so much. Yes, I'm an attorney. I'm actually willing to assist the lady on a pro bono basis. I was doing some work with pro bono some years ago. We do experience a lot of these kind of situations where people enter into marriages of convenience. Either their partners decide to abuse them or they disappear and they are nowhere to be found. And they end up in stuck with someone they don't know where they are. They can't move on with their life. So I can leave my number off air to set your procedures, and then she can contact me if she needs me to assist her on pro bono to help her with the divorce.
Ah, and this is pro bono. That is so appreciated. Thank you so much.
Master.
Please hold on there. DJ Keys will take down your number. It's official.
Come on now.
Let's get to Anonymous number four. Good morning. How are you? Good morning, Anonymous number three.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. How are you, ma?
I'm good. I just want to ask the lady, as we are living in South Africa, and this person is not the he's not the South African citizen. She's got the right to do divorce with or without his presence, because when she filed the divorce and when he doesn't appear, they give him the chance to publicize and look for him, and then she gets a free divorce. So people, they don't know their resources. Is that they can give him a free counseling, and the social worker do the report, and also the children for divorce mediation, so that they can deal with this situation. I understand people, when they experience trauma, they don't know what to do, where to go, but they have to know there are resources that they can assist them, because at this moment I can understand she's so stressfully and don't know how to do, and these things is happened. Even the professional people, there are link people. When you do something, even the people inside in the office, they block your things. But if you know the resources, asking the help, they are there. So in NPO, I can give the number privately so that she can choose where in the area.
Okay,
please say yes, please.
Thank you very much, Ma. Anonymous number three. So Anonymous number one, you called us earlier on. Are you still on the line? You're hearing all the advice that you're getting? Anonymous?
Hello?
Ma Queen, so you've heard the advice that you're getting from the Kaya family, ne?
Yes, I'm still listening.
There's some good advice coming through. There's more coming through. Please don't go anywhere.
Sanbonani Sikhumba no Thomas lapho. Plus Anonymous phezulu. Yazi bafethi mina ngicabanga ukuthi kulanda ubheke icele straight. Anxeda uAnonymous phela ngeke phela. Yeza khawatheke makulanda ubheke icele straight ne National TV. The only person onganceda lo muntu ubheke icele straight. Akufonele yena aqinisekise ukuthi vele uzomprotect lo muntu noma uyamnceda.
Thanks for that voice note on 0636880959. Anonymous, good morning again. Hi, Anonymous.
Hello.
So, the fact that we've got a lawyer who's willing to help you out here, how do you feel, my queen?
I'm very grateful. I'm very happy. I really needed it.
And the advice that you received from the Kaya family?
It is helpful. It has been helpful.
Do me a favor, Joe. try and be safe. I know situations like this, because it feels like your arm has been twisted, and you're not even there. But and he knows for a fact that if you guys divorce, what will it mean for him? So try and be safe as much as possible. Mina, I just want you to be safe and happy. That's all.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm trying. He still even has the keys for the house. He's refusing to give them. He's refusing to give me his address where he's staying. I even fear for the keys. He might take the keys and then I might not see them ever again.
When you speak to the attorney, fire your kid to Nabantana Wako so that you know that your kids are safe.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing, my friend.
Thomas and Kumba in the morning, Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.